AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Four people, including the shooter, are dead in a shooting at a Tulsa, Oklahoma medical building on a hospital campus. Police say a number of other people have been wounded in what a police captain calls a catastrophic scene. St. Francis Health System locked down this afternoon because of the shooting at the Natalie Medical Building, which houses outpatient surgery and a breast health center. There is no word yet on what led to the shooting, nor the conditions of those who were wounded. President Biden met virtually with infant formula company executives on the continued shortage.
I became aware of this problem sometime in early April, about how intense it was. And so we did everything in our power from that point on, and that's all I can tell you right now.
Robert Cleveland, a senior vice president at Reckitt, maker of Enfamil, says his company and others knew from the start that the Abbott plant shutdown would be trouble.
We knew from the very beginning this would be a very serious event.
More shipments from other countries have been arranged. Biden is pushing manufacturers to increase production in the U.S. The Abbott plant, shut down in February by bacterial contamination, has yet to restart production. A jury in Virginia awards Johnny Depp $10.3 million in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard, the jurors believing his assertion that Heard fabricated claims in a 2018 Washington Post op-ed that she was abused by Depp before and during their brief marriage. The jury also awarded Heard $2 million in damages, saying she was defamed by Depp's lawyer when he called her abuse allegations a hoax. The Biden administration says the country is headed for a lot of unnecessary loss of life if Congress fails to provide billions in funding ahead of the pandemic's next wave. The measure stalled in election year gridlock. Republican congressional leaders not moving on the measure unless it's tied to immigration. This is AP News. For the first time, a woman is a chief of a U.S. military service.
And it's about time.
President Biden saluting Admiral Linda Fagan, the Coast Guard's new commandant and the first female armed forces chief.
We mean when we say there are no doors closed to women.
And says while Fagan is the first, she cannot be the last. The president says the nation will call on the Coast Guard more often to face climate change and other challenges. Fagan says the service will respond.
You are the world's best Coast Guard. I am honored and humbled to serve alongside you as we look to the future.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A double funeral held today in Uvalde, Texas for Robb Elementary School teacher Irma Garcia, killed in the shooting, and her husband Joe, who died 2 days later from a heart attack. Funerals were held yesterday and last night for two of the 19 children killed in the attack. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.